Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And we're switching things around a bit this morning on our pre-opening report. We're going to start with agricultural weather, and Mike Sola is standing by. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Dan. Yes, well, we are looking at a weather system that's bringing some heavy rainfall right now across the northern portion of the Corn Belt. Right now, the frontal system remains pretty much locked in across the western Great Lakes into the northern plains. And threats of flooding will return to southern Wisconsin and portions of Minnesota and even northeastern Iowa. And that's about the northern extent of the major corn area. Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, we will start to see the scattered showers and thunderstorms again returning to the area over the weekend. And the frontal system not really looking to make a full-fledged dive to the south. So areas to the south will see some maybe locally heavy rainfall, but not the widespread precipitation that they've been seeing in the upper Midwest through the beginning of the week. And the high-pressure ridge likely to influence the western Corn Belt and plains during the final days of July and early August. That ridge will suppress the rainfall at times, generating enough warm temperatures that evaporation will outpace the moisture coming from the sky, so the ground likely to be left in need of a little bit of rain. Now, that's pretty much a typical scenario for this time of year. But the abundance of subsoil moisture is likely to translate into continued favorable crop conditions, despite the firming topsoil. Eastern Midwest rainfall still expected to occur often enough that slowed drying rates and that will maintain the best summer crop development potential into at least the early days of August. Again, the locally strong thunderstorms produced moderate to heavy rainfall across portions of Wisconsin yesterday. In east central Wisconsin, they picked up anywhere between an inch and a quarter to an inch and a third of widespread rain, while 2.5 inches of rain fell in southwestern Wisconsin around the La Crosse area. Other areas in the western Corn Belt, about 35% coverage, anywhere from just a few one-hundredths of an inch to around a half inch of rain from parts of the Dakotas into central and northern Minnesota. In the Delta and the southeast, net drying dominated the Delta and southeastern weather yesterday. The forecast is a little drier for the Delta into next week, with no significant rainfall expected until isolated showers return to the area next Friday around the 25th. Crops will eventually become significantly stressed, with shower activity expected to increase in late July, but those showers not bringing enough rain to counter evaporation, and net drying may be the result, and probably at a slower pace. Heavy rain will fall in coastal areas of the southeast from northeastern Florida through eastern North Carolina today through Sunday. That's with the low-pressure area that, again, right now could impact our weather by slowing the progression of that cold front from north to south. The daily showers will continue through the end of July, maintaining favorable crop development conditions for the southeastern U.S. Outside our borders in Australia, rain totals are expected to reach up to 3 inches or more in some central and northern areas of Queensland. Localized flooding will result, but the boost in soil moisture and improvement in the region's water supply will greatly outweigh any negative impact on agriculture there. All production areas of Australia expected to see some rain at one time or another over the next week to 2 weeks, leading to an improved spring outlook for wheat, barley, and the canola crops there. In China, showers and thunderstorms were focused in the southwestern coastal regions of the country yesterday. Amounts anywhere from a quarter inch to an inch, with local amounts over 2 and 2/3 of an inch. A few pockets of locally isolated scattered showers occurred in other parts of the region, but most areas left dry. Drier weather will settle into the Yellow River Basin and northeastern China over the weekend and continue for much of the remaining 2 weeks, ending around July 30th. There will be a chance for additional rain late in the second week, the July 28th through 30th period, but any resulting rainfall amounts not likely to anticipated to be all that great. And those areas have seen an abundance of rain in recent weeks, and the drier weather next week will be a welcome relief and benefit the summer crop development there. Let's see, other areas we want to talk about. The U.S. hard red wheat area, South Dakota and Nebraska, where most of the region's wheat is left to be harvested. Will be great. They will see rainfall great enough over the next few days to stall field work, and that will raise a little concern over grain quality. The remainder of the hard red wheat country has most of its grain in the bin, and not much farming will take place until late August and early September, when the High Plains region begins to plant next year's crop. And let's see, do we have the ag analysts ready? Yes, I
think we do.
Very good, Mike. Then.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. And Jay Pierce is busy pulling together the pre-opening numbers this morning, so let's check in first with him and see how things are going.
Well, thank you, Dan. Yeah, my bad. I forgot Dave was at a meeting this morning, and I'm sitting in my office, and somebody runs in and goes, "Where's Dave?" Well, I was supposed to be Dave, so I apologize. We'll get to some of the opening numbers, and then we'll get some analysis, try to get the critical information in here. And thanks to Mike Sola for popping in there and filling with the weather. Well, I got the overnight numbers ready. September wheat opened at 860. The last trade was down 6.25 on that. December in Kansas City at 882 on the opening price, 882 and three quarters, down 5.75. The spring wheat at 896 was down 2, and December at 909.5, up 1.75 on that last trade. The September wheat at 833, down 8.75 on the last trade. December opened at 855, down 9 on that last trade. And March at 879, down 2. The May wheat opened at 894 and last traded down 1. September corn, 658.5, down 7 on the last trade. December opened at 677.25 and last traded down 7.5. March at 695.25, last traded down 5. May at 709, last traded down 5.75. December 09, 657 was the open, down 3.5 on that last trade. In August, soybeans, 1575.25 was the open, and it last traded down 5.5. September, 1560.75, last traded down 9. November at 1551.5, last traded down 5.25. And the July 09, 1577, last traded down 5.5. Ellen Dearden from AgriView and Morton should be with us now. And Ellen, good morning. Not hearing Ellen. Well, I'll continue with a couple of more commodity prices. The soybean meal for August at 431.20 on the open, last traded down 370. In September, 426, last traded down 370. August soybean oil, 63.99, last traded down 3. And September, 64.41, last traded down 41. And let me switch a screen here and give you at least a little bit of the terminal market information that we normally give you here. The livestock dealers and market managers said that few plants are still looking for more hogs to fill Friday and Saturday slaughter schedules, so cash hog prices in the Midwest are called steady to firm today, with the terminal markets called mostly steady. Top prices seen in a range from $45 to $53.50. on a live basis, and Peoria is called steady with a top of 45. Ellen with us yet?
I am.
Oh, Ellen. All right. Well, we have about a minute and a half, and I was just apologizing for getting into the studio really late and getting some of the numbers out, but as far as what you're seeing from the overnight numbers and what you're expecting today, have at it.
Corn, I think, is going to be a little bit weaker. We sold off pretty hard overnight. We'll be down maybe a penny to a nickel. Export bookings came out rather good. Soybeans, export bookings were pretty puny there. I think we're going to struggle. I'd say steady, maybe as much as 3 or 4 lower. Wheat, steady to a nickel lower. Good export bookings, still in kind of consolidation phase. But rains expected in Australia is probably going to put the kibosh on the last dry area.
Mm-hmm. Anything in outside markets that you're going to be concerned about and watching today?
I'm watching two things, and I always watch these, Jay. The gold market, all the metals as kind of an indicator, that's higher this morning in the crude market, which is just a little bit steady. So if this crude market should take off, I would think that the beans could turn up.
Ellen, thank you very much. And that's Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report. We'll get caught up with things, and Dave Dickey will be back and have the opening market report at about 10 minutes until 10 o'clock. And you're listening to WILL Urbana. We're the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 81 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. News from the BBC is next. It is 1 minute past 9 o'clock. Central Time.